Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked the other day about the duality of man and Dave Chappelle and Will Smith, and it got me thinking, and then of course I've talked about Joe Biden and his speech, and you know him, I represent all Americans. No, he doesn't. So here's what I would ask you. Think as long as you need to on this. It's not, there's no wrong answer. I'm curious though, who would you say is an authentic politician? What you see is what you get. I don't care what level. You may know them at a, you know, at a city council level. You may know them at a, you know, county level, a state level. You may know them at the federal level, whatever. Who do you think are the most genuine? I mean, your politicians can be politicians, but who are the most genuine? Maybe it's even a candidate. I'll give you an example. The Senate candidate that I worked with here in Arizona, Jim Layman, Jim is authentic. I mean, what you saw with Jim was 98% Jim. There's a little bit behind the scenes that he's not, you know, he's not going to talk about. And it's okay. It isn't that it's secret. It's that it's private. But I was with this guy sometimes morning to from sunup to sundown. He says, I get up and do my workout. He does his workout. You know, grabs himself a little breakfast snack, hits the road. And he works all day, and I'm in the car with him at different things. I'm behind the scenes. I'm hearing, overhearing phone calls, blah, blah, blah. And it's not like he's looking around going, okay, well, people are around me. He's speaking frankly and honestly, and he does what he says. And I can tell you, you saw one of the most genuine dudes you could see on the campaign trail. I can't speak for Blake Masters, the guy who's running against him, and then many of the others. There was a guy, his name is Mick McGuire. Mick's a former general, ran the Arizona National Guard. Great guy. Seems very genuine. I was with Mick in multiple things. He seems very genuine. And I believe he was, and he was probably the second best choice. I don't know much about Blake. I don't feel a genuineness to him. But going back to so I can tell you, having worked the campaign with Jim Layman, he's a genuine guy. But there's somebody even more genuine than Jim. And I give Jim a 98. You want to know who it is? You already know. Donald Trump. The guy that's unfiltered. Like me, hate me, don't care. Don't like my style. They mimic him, they ridicule him, they make fun of him. And he's just like, who cares, man? As long as I get stuff done, as long as I feel like I'm moving the needle, I'll ask you this. Is he moving the needle? This isn't a Trump commercial. I don't care if you don't think he's authentic. Many people don't. They think he's a liar. They think he's a snake oil salesman and a charmer. Let me ask you. Do you think that here's always a good way to level set. Who do you think the left would pick? As an authentic politician, who do you think they pick? Would they pick Bill Clinton? He's one of their favorite sons. Even when Bill Clinton was at his height, I don't think anybody would tell you he was authentic. Barack Obama, would they tell you he's authentic? What he says you could believe. They might give you a bunch of gobbledygook over, well, man, he was so smart and he was this, that, and the other. And okay, fine. If you believe that, great. But would they answer he's authentic? That he did what he said, that he kept his promises, etc. So the reason I'm giving you this thought exercise is, whether you like Trump or not, I didn't like his direction on Wu Flu. I told you this. I didn't like when he talked about Operation Warp Speed. Operation Warp Speed kills people. It killed people. Yeah, you got vaccines to market fast. That's what they wanted you to do. They led him down the primrose path. He says, these vaccines are ready. You can take that to the bank. And he had a lot of influence over conservatives, and many people believed him. And I don't think he was doing it to placate the left, but he ended up playing into their hands, and he placated them. What did it get him? It got him impeached, and it got a coup. No matter what you do with these people, they will not care. Why? Because they are not authentic. They are liars. They are rotten to their core. They crave three things: money, power, or money and power. That's what they crave. End of story. So this authenticness that I talked about for a lot of a previous show is important. And it's important that you don't let people make you less authentic. I talked about woke. The first segment of a show that I did the other day, I titled Woke No More. Because the quicker you come to the conclusion that you don't have to placate the left, that you don't have to walk around here on eggshells afraid to say whatever you want to say. Say it. Act like you are your 84-year-old great-grandmother, or in your case, your mother, or whatever. Act that way. You know why I love old people? I have one of my friends, he's older, he's passed away, he died at 82. But he told me, he says, Kev, I don't like being around old people, they remind me of of my age. And blah, blah, blah. I like being around old people. Not because they make me feel young, they make me feel wise. They make me understand that while I know a lot about the world, there is still wisdom to be given to me. And I love it. So these old folks, you know, are ready to impart all this great wisdom. But here's what happens to them is as you get older, you get to the point where you say, I don't give a crap what you think about me anymore. I don't give a crap about the Thanksgiving dinner. Grandma's going to show up and she's going to say what she says. And the family will want, Kevin, my grandmother's going to be here and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I cannot wait to meet your grandmother or your grandfather who's going to tell it the way it is. I was with a friend of mine and we went to the co-op in a little town. And the old dude who met up with us, he's like 90 years old. And he says, hey, Jimmy, Bob, I want you to, and this friend of mine, he goes, I've been talking to you about this guy. His name is Kevin Jackson. He's here and he's a bit of a celebrity and he's introducing me. And this old fella looks me up and down. He says, oh, he goes, yeah, it's that colored fella. And he says, it's the Negro fella you were telling me about. And Mark's like, hey, yo, don't use that language. And I said, shut up. I said, sir, it's nice to meet you. And he's looking at Mark like, what'd I say? And I'm like, I look and I say, hey, sir, Mark's been talking about you. He told me you might be up here. So glad to meet you. And I said, what is the secret to you hanging around so long? You eating this grain or whatever? And we have a little conversation, a chuckle, and we disappear. And we get in the car and Mark's like, Kevin, I hope it didn't offend you. And he said, nigger, or whatever. I'm like, offend me? I go, the dude was glad to meet me. He used terminology from his day. He wasn't trying to be racist. There was nothing racist about him. Anyway, more when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have to imagine Trump is really enjoying what's going on right now. He asked for a special master, as you know, a few days ago, to look over what the FBI did in this illegal raid. This, yet again, another witch hunt of Donald Trump. And for those of you out there who are Trump haters, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Because you have a guy who is, I mean, I'm not going to compare him to Jesus, but he's a political Jesus, without a doubt. He is being beaten, and he's having to carry his own cross to the crucifixion. And they're stoning him and jeering him all the way down. But the difference is Trump is carrying this cross, like, over his head. He's not dragging it. It cracks me up to watch the level of vitriol that the left has towards Trump and the people who remain never Trumpers that watching this stuff going, and I'm going to get to it. I promise you, I will prove to you that the left have lost it. Trump has essentially said this government is corrupt, but I still want you to appoint somebody to look at what the FBI did. Go ahead. Take your crooked FBI, appoint another crooked person. And have them look into me. I mean, is that not the height of, I dare you? The height of, I didn't do anything wrong? Come look.
And you know what Trump is saying? Come look transparently. Open it up for the public to see. We talked about that picture the FBI had with the little crime scene things that had classified this, classified that. They said there were 47 something sleeves of stuff that had classified on it, but nothing in it. I'm going to get to it. I promise you. I'm going to prove to you that these people are unhinged. It must really bother Democrats that Trump asked for a special master. Because aren't masters reserved for slaves? How could we even still have this terminology in our government, you know, government stuff? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Remember this tactic Trump used before, where the Democrats stacked everything against him? I know I remember it because Republicans were like, how could he even stand for this? I mean, Mueller's got a team full of Clintonistas. They're all Clinton people. There's not a single person who's a Republican or a Trump supporter on that Russian witch hunt committee. Trump didn't say a word as Mueller handpicked Clintonistas to oversee the witch hunt of Russian collusion. And eventually, folks, they found the witch, Hillary Clinton. Let's hear some desperation. I want you to understand what the Democrats want you to believe, that Donald Trump, the guy who bucked the system, the guy who invented MAGA, Make America Great Again, the guy who has the catchphrase, America First, I want to show you what these clown leftists believe about Donald Trump. They don't really believe it. But here's what they want you to think they believe.
You know, both our intelligence community and our law enforcement community must be beside themselves right now, because Donald Trump absolutely has information and evidence about how those documents that he stole and unlawfully concealed at Mar-a-Lago might have compromised national security. The reason I state that definitively is because he knows who he showed them to, who he let copy them, who he let take a snapshot of them, who he might have given or worse sold the information that was in those 43 empty classified documents folders. He has this information in his head, at least some of it. And from outward appearances, Joy, our federal government has done nothing to extract it from him. Just imagine if other living presidents, right, President Bush, President Clinton, President Carter, President Obama, had information up here that could help protect our national security, that could help mitigate a national security threat. You think they would just kind of sit back and keep it to themselves? They couldn't sprint to the executive branch quickly enough to share it, to provide it, to mitigate the threat. This executive branch, this Department of Justice, has not, at least as far as we know, demanded Donald Trump sit down for an interview and debrief to provide the information he has up here about what he did with those documents that could help protect our nation. This Department of Justice hasn't subpoenaed him and compelled him to appear before the grand jury to divulge what he knows about how he compromised our national security. I know that brings with it problems like, would you have to grant him immunity? Doesn't that make the prospect of a successful prosecution more difficult? Yes, but one thing at a time. We've got to take the first step on the road to trying to protect our nation. And then the third thing that they could be doing, and they're not, they could be arresting Donald Trump, because they have probable cause plus, 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 plus. Arrest him, Mirandize him, notwithstanding the Supreme Court's recent opinion, Miranda's still a thing, and then interrogate him if he waives his Miranda rights, and extract from him information that can protect our national security. As best we can tell, the Department of Justice is doing none of that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was a guy named Glenn Kirshner who wants Trump arrested. I mean, did you get any feeling like he's being fair about it? He says the Intelligence Committee should be beside themselves. By the way, if you want to contact me, the Kevin Jackson Network, You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Here's what he says. He's definitive. Trump has information about those documents that he stole and unlawfully concealed. He knows this. He knows it definitively. And he says those documents compromised national security. There were 43 document holders that had nothing in it. So it's in his head. And he says, the reason I can state that definitively, he says, he knows who he showed it to. He knows who he copied it to. He knows who he, you ready for it, America? Who he sold it to. You know, I'm going to stop there for just a second and say, do you think this guy has said one single thing about Hunter Biden? About Joe Biden? Let me ask you, what do you think this guy would be saying if the Biden family switched with the Trump family and we were talking about the Trump family having a crackhead son who got help from his daddy and he went all gallivanting all over the world making deals? Do you think he would be quiet about it? Or do you think he would look at the, I want you to understand the level of differential between how the left handles things when it's somebody that they want in office and how they handle things when they don't like you. See, you got to love this because there are people out there. It may not be the lowest common denominator voter, but there are independents out there looking at this situation going, man, this does not pass anybody's smell test. He has the information in his head, the guy says, and they've done nothing to extract him from. What does he want him to do? Put him on a total recall machine and do a brain scan or what? How do they think they're going to get this information? He says that the DOJ hasn't demanded anything of Trump. He's just running around willy-nilly. And here's Trump asking for a special master.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth has died at the age of 96. Her Majesty the Queen died peacefully with her family beside her. She missed the opening of Parliament for the first time in almost 60 years. The chairman of the Fed Reserve is hoping the central bank has learned from past mistakes when it comes to inflation. Speaking at the Cato Institute, Jerome Powell referenced moves made in the 1980s which led to a recession. This as mortgage rates hit their highest level in nearly 14 years, the average rate on a 30-year fixed now at 5.89%. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on Wednesday that they successfully retook multiple towns in a counterattack against Russia. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says Ukraine's progress is steady and deliberate.
Russian command and control in the headquarters have been disrupted.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, both our intelligence community and our law enforcement community must be beside themselves right now because Donald Trump absolutely has information and evidence about how those documents that he stole and unlawfully concealed at Mar-a-Lago might have compromised national security. The reason I state that definitively is because he knows who he showed them to, who he let copy them, who he let take a snapshot of them, who he might have given or worse sold the information that was in those 43 empty classified documents folders.
That's pretty undefinitive to be so definitive, isn't it? Again, that was a clip of Glenn Kirshner, who wants Trump arrested. He says arrest him. He says Mirandize him. Despite, get this, the SCOTUS opinion about Miranda, he admits you still got Miranda rights. Welcome back, folks. He says, in the previous segment we played the full clip. He says, grant him immunity, yes. I realize that if we grant him immunity, then we can't prosecute him on what he actually did. So it's a bit of a pickle, but arrest him, Mirandize him, etc. This is what he wants for a former sitting president who gave us the term Make America Great Again and America First. A president who would not sell America out for any amount of money in the world. A president who lost, and the Democrats relished in this, lost over $1 billion in the first year while he was doing the presidency. A president who was dethroned in a coup that these people now want to pretend didn't happen. And I could go on. He says the guy that wants to drain the swamp and put the power back into the hands of the people is a communist spy. Who is willing to sell documents, let them take snapshots and all other kind. Why did he put it up on Instagram? What else do you think Trump is going to do with this data? These people are unhinged. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is Donald Trump, a guy who says, you know what? You've done another witch hunt on me. You've done something that's unprecedented in American history. You raided my home. And you know why you did it? You did it on a witch hunt. You did it to protect yourselves. There are people that says the real reason for the raid of Mar-a-Lago is the FBI didn't want it. They wanted to find out if what Trump had against them that was the issue. Here's how this reads. says the chief of staff of the acting United States Secretary of Defense, Kash Patel, told Tucker Carlson on his audience that the raid was set up to prevent disclosure of unclassified Russiagate documents that implicated the FBI and the DOJ in the garbage investigation of candidate and then President Trump. Says the FBI had a personal stake in the raid and confiscating the documents that implicated them in numerous scandals. Now, whether that's true or not, I'm not here to determine it. But here's what I will tell you. It makes sense. It makes total sense. These are people who were weaponized under Obama's DOJ. They fought Trump for 4 years while these never Trumpers and these anti-Trumpers that still exist today cheered on from the sidelines. And Donald Trump has proven time and time again he's done nothing. And you know what people say about him? How dare he? Man, Donald Trump is always embroiling controversy and he's always doing stuff. And he makes me mad with his tweets and his mean-spirited stuff. Let me tell you what. Be glad I'm not president who got a coup, because I'd be showing you white folks how mean-spirited it is. Yeah, I'd be a cross between a Tasmanian devil, a Wolverine, and a two-headed crocodile. That's what you'd get from Kevin Jackson, because I would be pissed beyond belief. Everything that they've done to Trump, and it's one thing to do it to Trump, but it's a whole other to do it to the people around him. And let me just make my bigger point with this. So, okay, you got Mike Flynn, you got Papadopoulos, you got the guy that, forget his name, but he was Trump's campaign manager for a split second, and he's still in prison, I think. But who else did they hurt? They went after his family, his kids, Don Jr., Ivanka, Jared Kushner. But who else did they hurt? You. They were coming after you. They were coming after us. And that's where you draw the line. Now we know Clinton tied FBA guy, FBI guy. I'm getting all my three-letter initials mixed up. Tim Tebow, the mastermind behind the affidavit to raid Mar-a-Lago, gets escorted from the FBI headquarters. He got fired, as he should have been, and we learn that he was the guy behind it. Think about all, look, I'm no genius here. I'm no Columbo, but I can connect these dots. So the real reason behind this raid, we're starting to get the answer to. So what does Trump do? Trump did exactly what he did before. He says, you know what? Bring your people. Bring a special master. Go get yourself another Robert Mueller. Go get yourself another whomever, Bob Barr. Go get yourself another whomever. Pick who you want and come after me. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep being Trump. I'm going to show up where Joe Biden speaks to 50 people, and I'm going to speak to 10,000. I'm going to show you who's really in charge. I'm going to thwart you at every turn. Let Joe Biden speak. I'll go speak right after him. I'm going to venture to tell you, I don't think that Pennsylvania location was a... I think Trump threw that together. He went to the same location as Joe Biden, spoke to thousands just to show they can stage, they can do whatever they want. I can throw something together in 2 days and have more people show up than you. I'll tell you this. I know this for a fact. In Arizona, when they did before Trump ran for president, while he was running for president, before he became president, they did a rally in Arizona. They threw that rally together, I want to say, in a week. I know it from the GOP because he says, we can't. The guy told me, he goes, I told Trump, we can't throw a rally together that fast. He says, well, we'll do it. So they got off their butts and they did it. They had 14,000 people in a stadium in Arizona in 5 days. They threw that rally together that fast. Trump will prove to you he'll get it done. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, there are many moves Trump made I'm not happy with. I've told you this. Him butting into some of these primary races, it's backfired. And there's going to be a lot of work to overcome, and I'll use the Senate race here in Arizona with Blake Masters. It's backfired. There's a couple of others. It's backfired. I don't know how we'll recover. I hope we will. By the way, we'll talk about the midterms, hopefully later in this show, because they want you to believe the midterms are doom and gloom. Oh, the Republicans are all, it's terrible now. Let me tell you something. Dismiss that idea. That is a lie. Let me tell you what the Democrats are doing. They're setting you up for what they're trying to do is the big cheat. They're going to have a very big surprise this time because the people involved are not going to allow them to cheat like they did before. There will be, well, now I have the evidence. I have some evidence we'll be showing in Beyond the Mules. And I think you can go to our website. I think it's up and running, beyondthemules.com. You can see the trailer and you can see all the other stuff. But go check it out. And the trailer is a teaser. And in the teaser, we show you they're destroying evidence. So that should give you an idea of what the movie's going to be about. Anyway, these guys say, we await the next chapter in the ongoing legal saga between the Biden Justice Department and Donald Trump. You know the story by now. Federal agents ransacked Mar-a-Lago on August the 8th, seized a trove of sensitive documents from the former president's home. The documents were declassified, and Trump kept copies. There is no actual violation of law. Some of the documents that were seized were merely empty folders. The nuclear secrets allegation turned out to be another healthy helping of fake news. And the suggestion that classified materials were just strewn about the property is dreadfully erroneous. All former presidents have Secret Service protection and staffers with security clearances. Miles Davis, a former law clerk for Neil Gorsuch, not the trumpet player, has been on the warpath, torching every liberal talking point to justify this unlawful raid. In Davis's opinion, the fact that Congress allocates funds for an office for former presidents is a tacit acknowledgement that former presidents will have some classified materials in their possession. Not for nefarious purposes, however, but because the government overclassifies everything, even dinner menus and cocktail napkins. Now, what's happened is this is backfiring for the Democrats. And now they've got their minions out there saying Trump should be arrested. He should be this, that, and the other. And Trump says, I tell you what, give me a special master and I'll prove to you that these people are nothing but vicious liars attacking me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You know how much I'm rejuvenating? 1,500,000.
Did you catch that word? Rich. Let's hear it again.
You know how much I'm rejuvenating?
That's Joe Biden's brain actually saying how much deficit reduction they've done. $1.7 trillion. And he's spiking the football because the deficit got increased like $3 trillion more than it should have been, and he reduced it down to 1.7. So it's still $1.3 trillion over what should be the norm. but he's spiking the football, and he can't even say the word. But that's not even the end of it. Here's another clip of Joe Biden's brain going on malfunction.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
What you're witnessing there, folks, is his brain firing way faster. May God protect our troops. He said all that in a split second. And may God protect our fruit, our troops. That's just a dude that's, he's gone. And I keep telling people, it's only going to get worse. Now he's, this, do I really need to follow all these speeches and make this point? I think you get it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We are chronicling Joe Biden in all his glory because he deserves it. This is a guy who built a career lying. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about that they've been pressuring Biden since this speech of his about, because, you know, the optics of it looked bad. He was all in red, and he's got these two Marines by him, and it looked ominous. And so now he's catching heat, but he's not just catching heat for the look of it, because it looked like, you know, Chinese communist meets Russian. You know, I fully expected to see Drago walk out and say, "I'm Drago, I approve this president." It was horrible. For optics and everything, and now that they're dealing with the fallout, and here's what somebody wrote. Since then, Biden has been under fire from Republicans, Democrats, and independents in the media for making the charge, and what they're talking about is a charge that MAGA Republicans are mean-spirited. We're the worst people on the planet. How dare we allow these MAGA Republicans to be around? You know, it's just horrible. And so they're having to walk it back. NBC's Peter Alexander said this: Biden's insult of Republicans as semi-fascist is problematic because Biden is a guy who said he wanted to be a unifier. So I'll ask you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, do you feel unified? Do you feel like the Democrats really want to hear your side of the story in anything? When it comes to child pornography that's being taught in school, or pornography, when it comes to pedophiles, pedophilia. I played a clip the other day where Roland Martin said, they call us fascists, communists, socialists, and pedophiles. Shoot fits, baby. What are you mad about? When I used to get in these Twitter battles with these knuckleheads back before Twitter kicked me off, we're back on under my brand name, not under me personally, even though I am tweeting. But when I would get into these battles, I would call leftists pedophiles. I would say princess if it was a guy. I'd say dude if it was a girl. And if I didn't know the sex or they didn't claim to have a sex, I'd call them a pedophile. And they would, "Why you call me a pedophile?" I go, "Because it's the shoe fits. Why are you mad? You support NAMBLA, you support sexualizing children, you're a pedophile." You know, so don't get mad at me for calling you what you are. And see, they hate that. And then see, we get called names, we get, you know, racist, sexist, homophobe, whatever. And it's gotten to the point where we don't even care. But let me tell you, call them names. Call one of your leftist friends a racist because they are abortionist. Call them a racist. Watch what they do. "How dare you call me a racist?" When they talk about their education, say, "Yeah, well, coming from you, you racist elitist," especially if they went to an Ivy League. Call them a racist and an elitist and watch their faces. "What do you mean I'm a racist and an elitist?" "Well, you're bragging about your Harvard education. You know, that school that doesn't allow minorities in and the numbers that they should. You know, just go on. That school that is so snobby." Well, how are they going to argue with you? Now, look, I know a lot of you don't like to confront. Okay, don't confront. Suck it up. One of my friends said, she was telling me, she goes, "I had this dream where, you know, and it was a dream where things just didn't go right." And I said, "Well, what happened?" You know, I have a friend that's a dream analyst and has coached me to look at my dreams. And I said, "Well, what were you thinking about?" "Well, I was thinking about, I had a discussion with somebody and they told me this or that and I didn't say what I wanted to say." And I said, "So in your dream, You don't get what you want. You feel like you're running through mud or whatever. And I said, it's directly tied to why, to what you not speaking up for yourself. It's directly tied to that. If you have that dream where things don't quite work out, and it's a recurring dream, you want to know this? It's because you are not genuine to yourself. Somebody makes the comment, Donald Trump is the worst president ever. And you're like, well, I mean, I don't know if I'd say he's the worst president. He's the worst president ever. And you go, well, okay. And you walk away. Your dreams are going to go, look at you. Look at you over there. You heard that statement, and you didn't want to say nothing. You know Donald Trump is not even close to being the worst president. He's probably the best president. But you didn't say nothing. And sister girl haunts you in your dreams because she's going, you need to speak up for your doggone self. You know why I sleep like a dead man? Outside of the crazy snoring, I sleep like a dead man. Not like a baby, because I don't wake up every 2 hours screaming. I sleep like a dead man because I got nothing to worry about. I have spent it all on during my day. If I'm going to have a dream, it's going to be about achievement. It's me dunking on a 14-foot basketball goal. Because I am not going to... You get what I'm saying? I think you get what I'm saying. Stop giving away this piece of yourself because that's what's happening. Anyway, here's what Jean-Pierre was... When she was asked about Biden's speech, here's what she said.
So, in his pre-buttal, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, among many things he said, he took great issue with a lot of the things you were just talking about, those legislative accomplishments, but he also said the president owes half the country an apology. Does the president?
I'll say this. Look, the president was very clear. All you have to do, again, folks need to watch his speech, go read his speech if you have it. It is powerful, it is impactful, and you will hear directly from the commander-in-chief what he was speaking to.
Hello, hello, Jean-Pierre. We heard him. It was a devil speech. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. Ultra MAGA. Semi-fascist. Welcome back, folks. He said, wasn't it? Katie Pavlich tweeted this. This is a couple of days ago. She says, the White House is on day 5 of attempting to walk back or define what Biden means when he attacks MAGA Republicans. See, let me tell you, MAGA Republicans, a.k.a. Republicans, a.k.a. conservatives, pragmatic people, whatever, free thinkers, critical thinkers. Let me tell you something. If you stand up for yourself now, you'll defeat these clowns. If you run from MAGA, you won't. Now, here's why I'm going to tell you this is going to last. See, the Tea Party movement didn't have a single person to go after. Jenny Beth Martin? Really? It didn't have a figurehead. The MAGA movement has a figurehead, and his name is Donald Trump. And here's the difference. Donald Trump will not run from MAGA. This is why I chastise these anti-Trumpers and never-Trumpers. I say you have a person who is willing to fight for you, and you people don't do it. You don't recognize it. You want to get rid of him. I mean, it absolutely boggles my mind that there are people out there, and I'm going to say this because you deserve it, that are so stupid that they don't recognize what the left has done. I don't care if you don't like Trump personally. You have to like the results. And if you're too stupid to recognize that you are in the midst of a gain and you're being gained, you get what you get. Another guy tweeted this. Biden was hoping his Death Star campaign speech would help shift the midterm conversation to Trump. Instead, it shifted to a week of having to explain who he is or isn't attacking. And it may result in turning more moderates and independents against him. That is exactly what's happening.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.